Blog Talk Radio.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord, for God is good, and he is good all of the time, not part of the time, but all of the time. God is good. God is faithful. God will not leave you. He will not forsake you. He is always there. Well, we praise the Lord for a beautiful and wonderful Wednesday, in spite of what's going on in the world. God is still good. God is still sitting high. God is still looking down low. God is sitting on a throne, and he knows all. He neither sleep nor slumber. That is the God that we serve. Amen. Glory to God. We give him all of our praises. We give him all of the glory, so that God can make every single crooked way straight. Won't he do it? Somebody say, yes, he will. Amen, amen. This is Prophetess Teresa Dox, and I am the pastor of Kingdom Builders International and Kingdom Development Institute. Along with my wonderful husband, Elder QT Dox, we are excited and delighted to be in the presence of the people of God. Amen. We want to thank you for tuning in to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI, Kingdom Builders Development Institute, where we are blessed to be a blessing. Amen. Amen. We are excited that you are available to log in with us. You have called in. Our call-in number is area code 646-668-2780. And if you would like to be part of what we're doing, you can give us a call at area code 313-583-9739. You can give us a shout. Email us at kingdombuildersplaza@gmail.com. And if you're so delighted and excited, you can sow into where we're going. Go to giveify.com, that's GIVEIFY.com, and you can sow into the many things that we are doing, endeavoring to build up God's people. Amen. You can also go to PayPal. Go to kingdombuilders@gmail.com, and you can send us a seed via PayPal. I'm telling you, every single seed that you sow, it goes back into good grounds. Again, we are excited and delighted to be your host for this hour. Amen. We're here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. so that we can talk about the goodness of God. And if you're interested in becoming a host on our show, we will sponsor you for 6 weeks, and you can give us a call at that number, area code 313-583-9739. And if you are put on hold for any reason, leave a message, and one of our ministerial team will be more than happy to return your call. Amen. We're going to be talking about being proper aligned. Amen. Being properly aligned. Amen. Glory to God. It's something about being aligned to the things of the kingdom. Amen. Alignment is everything. We want to give a shout out to one of our spiritual daughters, Antoinette. She has her book out, Properly Alignment and Being Focused. You can go to Amazon and you can give her a shout out by ordering that book. You can go to our Facebook page, which is Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters. You can find the information there. We'll post it on the line. And we just, again, want to thank you for just wanting to know more about what God is doing in the season. Amen. We're going to right now tap into the prophetic watchman. Amen.
I thank you, Lord, for salvation and healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. I thank you that the anointing, your anointing that destroys the yoke in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree and declare that let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let it be established in every community, city, and state. I lift up every intercessor, every watchman, every seer, every battle axe, every spiritual legislator of the Lord, and prayer warriors who stand in between the porch and the altar. Lord, I thank you for the gates of righteousness. I cover them with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Anoint your people to tread upon serpents and scorpions. I agree with heaven that the people of God have power over all power of the enemy. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for keen discernment, Father God, that will come upon every intercessor in the name of Jesus, God. Let every hidden snare of the enemy, Father God, against your church be exposed. I bind up every assignment of every bloodthirsty man in the name of Jesus. We bind and break all spirits of witchcraft and backlash and revenge and retaliation on those who have given their lives to stand in the gap in the name of Jesus. Every fiery dart of the enemy against the anointed one has boomeranged in the name of Jesus. We take dominion over spirits of heaviness and confusion and spirits of despondency in the name of Jesus that will cause the intercessors not to be alert and not to be on the wall in the name of Jesus. We pray against every distraction. We come against all frustration assigned to make intercessors get off the wall. We say in the name of Jesus, they shall be on the wall and they shall intercede and pray. What thus said the Lord in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare tonight that we are spiritual legislators, that we will speak what thus said the Lord. We break and destroy the power that will come against prayers. I thank you for intercessors who abide under the covering of a spiritual authority in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare tonight that there will be no long ranger spirits. We break spirits of rebellion, monotony, cliques, false prophetic unctions in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare spirits of unity, cohesiveness among the intercessors in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that they will run with the vision of their leader, Father God, that you will give them prophetic insight right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare tonight that they will live upright and holy in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that they will make up a hedge and build walls around the body of Christ. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that they are rising from their slumber, God, that they are rising from their sleep in the name of Jesus. Oh, intercessor, where art thou? I command you to arise and take your place in the earth in the name of Jesus. Arise and take your gate in the cities. Arise and take your place in the name of Jesus. Intercessor, I shake you from your slumber. I command you to rise up and begin to decree a thing, and it shall be established in the name of Jesus. Let every intercessor, God, let every intercessor under the sound of my voice, God, let them be a student of the word, God. Let us study to show ourselves approved in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we yield unto you, Lord Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will re-baptize us, God. Baptize us with Holy Ghost and with fire, God. Give us new tongues, God. Give us new discernment, God. Let that spirit of discernment be upon us, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God. Discernment, God. Let it be upon us, God. Let us begin to see things, God, even before they manifest, God. Let us begin to be able to prophesy, Father God, what will be on the morning paper, God, in the name of Jesus. Get on your post in the name of Jesus. There's a need for you. Begin to arise and take dominion. Walk in authority in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Intercessors, arise. We command you to arise. Get in your place in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. You know, and it's something, because as we allow the Lord to lead us and guide us and direct, you know, sometimes our life is not our own. I said sometime, right? But it should be all the time. Anointing, alignment, and authority, it all works together for the good of them that love the Lord. Your alignment, your anointing, and your authority. Well, Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time with you, God, and we ask you in the name of Jesus that you will call the intercession in us, Lord God, to arise, God, to take its place, God, that we will come against everything that's not like you, Father, and Father, that we will know, Lord God, what is you and what's not you, that we will know what we should say, what we should do in the name of Jesus. Father, that we will not fall for any snares, God, that we will recognize anything that's not of you, God. Father, we thank you that we're walking in a line assignment. We're walking in anointing. And God, we're walking in our kingdom authority, as you said in your word, in the mighty master's name of Jesus. Let us all say amen. Glory to God. You know, many desire the anointing of God and long to operate in his authority. But guess what? We neglect to fall into alignment with his will and the leadership that God has put and placed us under. Amen. You know, we say that we are kingdom-minded. We say that we fall in line with authority. But, you know I have a lot of pastor friends, minister friends, and they want to run everything in their life. Amen. I can say that. But God is shifting some things around that we would acknowledge that he's God and that our life has to line up into the alignment of the Holy Spirit. We want the anointing of God in our life. Amen. And in order to get that, we have to operate in the spiritual authority of God. Amen. We want to have spiritual adjustments so that we can align ourselves with the things of the kingdom. Amen. Amen. And I want to encourage everyone that's on this line that you would be able to understand that it's so important that we are properly aligned. Sometimes we're stressed out. Sometimes we are moved by things that's small-minded. We're moved by things that have no weight in the kingdom. We're moved by thoughts of others. We're moved by emotions. But God is trying to grow us up. God is trying to get us in a place where we're not moved by what we see or hear. We're not moved by what someone thinks. We're only moved by the voice of God. Amen. That's where he wants us to be. So I want to encourage you today, connect yourself with people that believe in you, that people that know that there's a gifting inside of you, amen, that you would not be tolerated, hallelujah, that you would not be tolerated, but you would be what? Celebrated, amen. I get so excited about life, about situations, whether they're good, bad, or even misunderstood. Situations. I get excited because I understand that everything works together for the good of them that love the Lord. So you say you love him, look forward to some things happening so God can lead, guide, and direct you and show you a way of escape, because he will always, always, always give you a way of escape. Amen. You just laugh at the enemy. Laugh at him. And get into a place of prayer. Get into a position where God can use you. Get humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And I'm telling you, when we allow God to lead us and guide us, then we begin to see the enemy fall by the wayside. Amen. I'm going to ask you, if you would, get your Bibles out. Keep your word. Keep the word of God with you, because that's your weapon. The word of God is your weapon, amen. As we learn, as we grow, we learn through the word. We learn as we connect ourselves with people that are kingdom-minded, people that understand that you are important to God. Relationships are important to God. A lot of people don't realize that relationships, God want us to be relational, where we value others. We value friendships. We even value what God is trying to do to correct some things in relationship. You know, I used to be like, well, you know what? I'm going to, what they say, click and delete. But you can't be so quick to delete people out of your life. Because most of the time, God is trying to grow you up. God be trying to grow us up. He be trying to get us to a place where we have a grace upon us. And when things rise up against us, we're not moved. Amen? We're not moved. because we know how to deal with some things. We know how to tolerate some things, and that's what God is doing. He's trying to teach us how to handle some situations where we're not running from them, that we just know how to deal with it. That's what God is doing. So I want to encourage you that every single thing that happened to you, understand that it's all about growing us up so that we'll know what God is trying to bring us through so that we may be able to get to the blessings. Amen. Whatever you're asking God for, when you ask God for something, it's going to cost you something. Amen. What is the cost of the oil in your alabaster box? It's a cost. It costs you something to be walking in an anointed place with God. It's going to cost you something to walk in spiritual authority. It costs you something. Yes, it might cost you some friendships. It might cost you some kinships. Amen. But be it as it may, aligned. Amen. This is Prophetess Teresa Docks, and I'm just so excited that God has chose to use a wreck like me, to use me. Never knew that I would be doing this, but I'm going to play a clip of some teaching on how to be properly aligned. Amen. Stay with us. You're gonna hear something today. For God is moving. Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. You can take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many know the kingdom of God is at hand? Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is at hand now. Hallelujah. Not tomorrow, not the next day, but the kingdom of God is at hand now. He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Jesus is already in the camp. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be before you long, but I'm just going to drop a short foundation, and then we're going to pray for some people. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe in this hour that God is causing us to make the necessary adjustments. He's causing us to get in line. He's causing things to line up concerning us because it's a quick work that needs to be done. I believe that God is getting his church ready. He's getting his church ready and so we can be sent out. Because in this evil day, it's going to take some real saints with some real power to conquer these real devils that's being released. How many know the enemy is not playing? And we're going to need some saints that's on fire, that's sold out for the kingdom. Holiness is still right. Amen. We're going to need some saints that's holding up the bloodstained banner and stand flat footed and tell the enemy, no, you cannot come into this city. You cannot come into this gate. God is raising up strong intercessors. He's raising up strong watchmen. He's raising up strong gatekeepers that will keep the gates of the city. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you on your post? Are you on your gate? It's time for a spiritual checkup. It's time for a spiritual checkup because some of us is out of line. Some of us is on the fence. Some of us is asleep. Some of us is in sin. But God ready to deal with that today. Amen. Because the kingdom of God is now. The kingdom of God is at hand. Amen. Hallelujah. The kingdom of darkness is forcefully advancing. And the Lord wants the kingdom of God to forcefully advance. But it's going to take you getting on your post. It's going to take you doing what you need to do in order to make the proper adjustments. Turn to your neighbor and say, the proper adjustments. With the proper adjustments, there's some things you got to walk away from. There's some relationships you need to cut when you're making the proper adjustments. There's some soul ties that you need to break when you make the proper adjustments. There's some things that God wants you to just flat out walk away from. There's some things that's in your phone. He just wants you to flat out delete them. Delete the contact. I don't know about you, but I got an iPhone and I can block the contact once I delete it. There's some relationships that you're in right now. I know I'm talking. I know I'm in the building. There's some relationships right now. You need to delete the contact and block it. because there's no future in it. There's no future. There's no future in that relationship with you that you're with. That ain't your husband. He's somebody else's husband. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I ain't scared to preach the gospel because, see, I'm getting on the plane tomorrow and I'm going back to Youngstown and I'm going to continue to bust heads in Youngstown, Ohio region. See, because I'm on my post. I'm on my wall. I'm on my wall. And that devil can't come in the gates of the city of Youngstown, Ohio. He's a liar and a defeated foe. You see, Jesus obtained his order of eviction 2,000 years ago on Calvary that we can stand in our rightful place in the earth. Are you in your rightful place? Are you in position? A lot of us want the blessings of God, but we're not in position. There's a certain posture. There's a certain position that you must be in order to receive the blessings of God. There are prerequisites in order to receive the blessings of God. You wonder why your finances are not flowing. You're not a tither. And when your pastor asks you for extra money, you keep it and you go to McDonald's. Your God is your body. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me in this Presbyterian church. Hallelujah. 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 Like I said at Pastor Grant's conference, I'm a gangster in the spirit. I come to take your freedom back. I come to stand with you. I come to act as a liaison, to begin to pray with you, to begin to touch and agree with you, that your freedom will return, that you can go out and be effective marketplace ministers in the earth. Hallelujah. I want to see people free. I want to see them delivered. I want to see them walking in their destiny. I want to see them fulfilling the purposes of God. I want to see them hitting the nations. I want to see them opening ministries. It ain't just for the four walls. It ain't just for the four walls. God wants us to release the anointing in the marketplace. He wants us to release the anointing in the Walmart lines. He wants us to begin to flow in such authority where you in the line and you say, you know what? I'm going to pay for your whole bill. See, God wants us to be effective. Sometimes you're not going to to reach people until you're able to pay their rent, until you're able to buy groceries for them. A lot of people are not trying to hear you. They ain't trying to hear the prophetic flow because they ain't got no house. They ain't got nowhere to live. So God wants to raise us to that level where we're effective, where we're able to pay people's rent and get groceries and sow money into their lives. I don't know about you, but I'm a strong giver in the earth. And my cup never runs dry. Because see, when you give, it comes back. It's just a principle. You don't have to be spiritual for that. When you give, it comes back. But the Lord makes us promises in the Word of God as we began to give and as we began to give our tithe. He said, overflow. He said, he'll open up windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. See, when you're in alignment, when you're in direct relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and you live holy, you expect great things to happen for you. Somebody say, I walk in the favor of the Lord. The Bible says he daily loads us with benefits. I don't know about you, but I need my benefits. And if you don't want yours, I'll take yours too. Hallelujah. 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 I remember that song. I remember that song, Lisa Page. I forgot their name, but they were saying, you're living with privilege. Y'all remember that song? It's like old. It's like an old song, but they're saying you're living beneath your privilege. You're living beneath your privilege. You're not accessing all of God's abundance because you're in sin. manipulates you. It begins to push you off to the curb. But when you're living right and when you're walking in integrity, you expect the blessings of God everywhere you go. Everywhere you look, you're looking, you're looking, you're looking. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody in here today? Hallelujah. Let's go to the scriptures, amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to Luke chapter 16 and verse 15. I need a reader. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was fine. And read loud for me. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 16, verses number 15 through 18. Can I get a reader? Hallelujah.
And he said to them, "You are they which justify yourselves before men. But God knows your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John."
Hold on, sister. Hallelujah. Are you at Luke 16, verse number 15? Let me just go ahead and read it. And he said unto him, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, and they shall speak in new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will no means hurt them, by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Hallelujah. Let's go over to Luke chapter 4, verse number 18. Luke chapter 4, verse number 18. Come on and read for me, Pastor Misty, prophetess. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 4, verse number 18 and 19. Praise God.
"And the Lord is upon me."
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
"Because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor."
He's anointed me to preach the gospel. And so somebody turn to your neighbor and say, "I'm anointed." Come on, turn to your other neighbor and say, "I'm anointed." I mean, say it from your gut, say it from your crawl. Say, "I'm anointed." Continue.
Amen. Amen. What the God is talking about, for we wrestle not. We wrestle not with principalities. We wrestle not with flesh and blood. We wrestle not. So why are you wrestling? Why are we wrestling? Whom the Son set free. God have already set us free. What are we worried about? The anointing not only breaks the yoke, but the Bible says the anointing destroys. You know, when something is destroyed, it's over with. Amen. So throughout history, people have longed for freedom from captivity and oppression. And people have longed to be free from captivity, from spiritual bondage. Why are we still in bondage? Because we are what? Anointed. So she was talking about being anointed. Because the anointing destroys the yoke. You know, and she was reading Luke 4 and 18. The Spirit of the Lord, if you could say this to yourself, is upon me. put your hand up on yourself. Why is the Spirit of the Lord upon you? Because he, who is he? The Spirit of the Lord. He has anointed you to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent you to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive. How could you be the one captive and you are to preach the gospel to those that are captive? To recovering of the sight of the blind. How can you recover sight when you're blind? To set at liberty them that are bruised. I'm talking about Luke 4 and 18. We're talking about properly being aligned. Ephesians 6 and 12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." Why are we wrestling with flesh and blood? And the Bible says, "For we wrestle not, but against principalities, against powers." Are you the principality? Are you the power you're wrestling against? Against the ruler of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Where are those high places? Is it in your mind? Come on now, we're trying to be set free today. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but we make them carnal. But the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10 and 14, but mighty through God. Why? To the pulling down of strongholds. So there are some strongholds that has to be pulled down, that has to be destroyed. Why? Because of the anointing. This exact phrase is spiritual captivity. It does not appear in the Bible, but the scripture does speak of being in bondage to sin. Okay. And I can go on and give you many scriptures, Acts 8 and 23, Romans 6 and 6, 2 Peter 2 and 4, Peter's 2 and 4, Romans 7 and 14. Amen. I'm going to repeat that. John 8 and 34, Romans 8 and 23. Hallelujah. For the Bible say, "For I perceive that thou art in the galls of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." Romans 6 and 6 says, "Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed." We're talking about being destroyed, right? Because of the anointing. The anointing is what destroys the yoke. And the yoke has to be destroyed for proper alignment to take its place. We stay in the word. We stay in the word. But God wants us to what? Grow in the word so we can become more like him. Amen. I told you I wouldn't be with you long, but I want to encourage you that you may grow as you go. Amen. That you may grow, growing. It is about becoming. God is doing something in the earth realm to crush, to destroy every spirit of tradition. He's doing it. Religion. Because God wants us to grow. He wants to get us out of our comfort zone, so that we can become more like him, so that we may be able to lean, to depend on him. Not on what we have, but on who he is. Amen. I just say glory to God, because all of the glory, not some of the glory, but all of the glory belongs to him. Amen. Glory to God. You know, it's something about growing. It's going to cost you something. It's going to cost that flesh to die, so that God may come and rule, so that he may direct, so we'll yield when God is speaking. it's not our way or the highway. You know, some of us think like that. We're right and you're wrong. It's our way or the highway. God's trying to destroy that demon. He's trying to crush that so that we may be able to lean and depend on him as he lead, as he guide, and as he direct. Amen. God said, if you only trust me. How many of us really, truly trust him? Or do we trust what we have? People we know that may be able to help. Those that are able to get us out of our mess. Amen. God said, I want you to welcome my Holy Spirit. And what we're going through now with COVID-19 is because of God. It's because of what God is trying to do in the earth realm. He's doing something. And he's doing something that's going to work together for our good. Amen. The enemy wants you and want you and I both, even out through history. He longed that we would be in captivity. He longed that we would be oppressed. He longed that we would have no focus. He longed that we would be in fear, anxiety, anger, loneliness, sadness, depression, addiction, guilt. Guilt war against our soul. And it holds us hostage by the yokes of spiritual captivity. But the Bible says that the anointing destroys the yoke. Freedom from oppression, freedom from anxiety, addiction, and guilt. It doesn't have to be a distant dream. For those whom the Son set free is free indeed. So God is trying to say, how bad do you want it? Amen. How bad do you want to be set free? Do your dance. Do your praises. Read your Bible. Get up and praise him. Allow those words to illuminate in your spirit. Allow God to have his way. Allow God to move at his command. Allow God to set you free. Allow God to do it, because God said, verily, verily, I say unto you, hallelujah. Glory to God. What does verily, verily mean? He said, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. And then that's in John 8:34. But guess what? The truth shall make you free. Truth shall make you free. Ha-ka-ra-ra-bo-she. Ra-ba-she-ta-ra-ra-bo-se. Where evil is always present. But God gave you authority and he gave you power to rule over yourself. Amen. So that everything that's not like God that try to come into your life, that you can speak over it and you can cause it to die. Amen. Not only over you, but over your region, over your household, over everything that God has given you authority over. Amen. I want you to understand a few things before I let you go on this wonderful Wednesday, which the Lord has made. I want you to understand that captivity is what defines the state of a person's mind. It have you so captive that you think you got to do this, you got to go there, you got to. It's captivity. It's defined as the state of being captured, imprisoned, tamed, or held against your will. You know, sometimes we think, I got to go play this number because this number going to come out. Amen. You got some people think like that. Some people think, I got to go read this book because I know this book got a message from God. God want to talk to your ear gate. God want to speak to your mind. God want to lead, guide, and direct you. God want to take you to a place you've never been before. It's a state of being demobilized as a result of the force of darkness. See, the enemy will have you so where you be walking in depression. You think, and you, I'm getting depressed. I think I'm not able to move. crush that demon because you have the authority to do so. You don't have to ask for it. You ain't got to use a credit card to get it. You don't have to call 911. God has given it to you from the soles of your feet, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. You have the ability to take authority. The inability to fulfill one's destiny is the state of operating below the captivity that you're already under. But God has already ordained you to move forward and take authority over everything that's not like God. God's trying to do something for you, but God is saying, I need you to destroy the yoke of bondage that's on your life. There's spiritual captivity. It's a state of being entangled. It's a state of being physically or materially entangled with captivity. Amen. I said I wasn't going to be with you long on the line today, but I want to encourage you. Use your weaponries. You don't need no one to help you. You don't need no one to assist you, because guess what? God will provide. His grace is sufficient. God want to heal your land. God want to make you free. God want to get us in a place where when the enemy come and try to make our minds think one thing, he want to give us a word from heaven. Yes. Amen. God provides. God will provide.
God provides. So why do I worry about my life when you come to my rescue 1,000 times? Every other voice it is a lie. God provides. God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, He multiplies. Just when I feel He won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you. That's everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I
watch God provide.
Watch God provide. Allow God to provide. When God provides, the prison doors are open. When God provides, the handcuffs are removed. The shackles fall off. The chains fall off. Watch him provide. Watch him provide. He will cause anyone that's being detained by a physical means. He'll cause that to be removed. Spiritual captivity is a state of being captive without any tangible or physical or you being in captivity and everyone around you will not be able to see anything tangible. Your inability to succeed or to make progress is spiritual captivity. But if you let God provide, if you trust him, turn your whole life, not part of your life, just turn it over to him. See, to be imprisoned, to be detained, to be captive, first, it restricts, it limits your freedom. Better yet, it limits your success. It limits your joy, your peace, and all those things good that we desire. We're not able to process the ability to become, to achieve the obvious. We're restricted. We're held against our will. It's a spiritual thing. But God will provide if we just let him. Amen. Watch God provide. I prophesy, I speak prophetically over all that's on this line today, that God is going to do some things in your life like never before. Expect it. Because he's going to favor you. He has already favored you. But he said, let me provide. I need you to trust me. And when I show up and show out, don't look around, but know that it's me, says the Lord. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. And in your quiet time, because you have to take your quiet time just to talk to him, just to get the heart of God, to get renewed, to get refreshed, to get restored. We have to take some time. And we have to ask God to break every stronghold. See, strongholds are a mindset that I like to say that impregnates you. What does it impregnate you with? Hopelessness, anxiety, oppression, doubt, depression, loneliness. That's what it does. It gives the demonic realm legal access to operate like an open invitation to just come in whenever he wants to torment you. We're going to stay on this subject for the next few weeks because I know that until we understand that there's a difference between possession and oppression, until we understand our spiritual authority, we're going to be held captive. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You've been made whole. Amen. You got to know how. You must know how to walk in it. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, I want to give you an opportunity to sow into what we're doing, because what we're doing is blessing others. Amen. I made the announcement. You can go to archives, www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. You can get all the information so that you may be able to sow into what God is doing. Amen. When you sow, God somehow makes you grow. And I want you to begin to say, I won't go back. I won't go back to the way it used to be. I won't go back to that place of oppression. I won't go back to that place of depression. I won't go back because I'm going to walk in my spiritual authority. I'm going to take over all of the enemy's camp. I'm going to open up every portal, and it's going to be a portal that's straight to heaven. When I talk to God, he's going to talk back to me. Amen, amen. I just want to live. I just want to live. God bless everyone. This is Prophetess Teresa Doss. I'm the pastor of Kingdom Builders Development Institute, Kingdom Builder. Amen. Amen. And in closing, I want to play one more song for you because praises is what we do. Amen. Tell the devil, I won't go back. Tell him.
Presence of the Lord, I've been free,
delivered,
and in your presence, Lord.
Be blessed. Walk in God's best because you are anointed and you are set free. You are set free. Walk in that anointing. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
It's over.
It's over.